पावनभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः.
नमोपापदन्नाय
कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते श्रीनामे कृष्णचैतन्यं नाम्ने गौरतिहे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं मां शरणं कृते. First of all, my millions of Dandavat Pranati in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Paramarabhyatam Nitya Vila Pravishtam Vishnupad Krishna Bhakti Pratyamanti. And send millions of Dandavat Pranati in the lotus feet of my Shiksha. Our classes are going on well. All are happy. We have discussed about Jnani Bhakti last month. After that, Sanatana Goswami has described Maharaj Ambarish Shuddha Bhakti. Whether Prahlad Maharaj was Shuddha Bhakta or not, and he is Shuddha Bhakta. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj knows that his Prabhu has so much affluence. He is like father. He will have to take the Sarnagata Ashray of my Guru, my Supreme Lord. He is Supreme Lord. So what service he can do? His Prabhu has no appetite. He never thakta nahi. No problem for him. So what service? But his Prabhu has appetite. He serves him by mind, soul and everything, by all 10, 11 senses. How he is serving and what became when Brahma Rishi came, Sridhar Van Maharaj will explain. He is preaching all over the world and here he is
trying. ज्ञानं समाधाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वाञ्छाकल्पदृश्य कृपासिन्धुभिः च परिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवे नमो. श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचरि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my humble, respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nityananda Krishna Vishnupad Ashvatara Sadasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Gaura Goswami Maharaj, And from Vishnupada's Paripraja Vacharya Varja Tridandi Sanswan Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj and Sanatanasmi, I offer my venerable pranam. Lotus feet of Nature Lord Vishnupada, Astuta Rasatma Bhakti Vedanta Sanswan Maharaj and all Sanasis Brinda and all respected of my guest and Vaishnava and Vaishnavi. So Gurudev gave me power to discuss about the character of Ambarish Maharaj. Just now, we heard Ambarish Maharaj is called Sutta Bhakta. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has described in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita the five categories of the devotees. Gyani Bhakta, Sutta Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta and Prematur Bhakta. So, yesterday we also heard about the character of Prahlad Maharaj, he is called Gyani Bhakta. Now Gurudev explain about Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, he served his Easter egg Radha and Krishna. He is called Sutta Bhakta. So Srila Goswami Pad has described the definition about Sutta Bhakti. Anadasidasan nam gyana karmadi anabhritam anukulena krishnamsranam bhaktira uttama. So, we see if this verse also in the heart of Ambarish Maharaj. Yesterday we also heard Ambarish Maharaj, he called sadhak bhakta. So, Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to lotus feet of Krishna, and he serves with his body, mind and speech. That is called the Karayaman Bhakta, and he serves. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was staying in Brajadham, especially he was staying in Madhuban, and also he was staying in different places of Vrindavan, and he realized the divine life of Radha and Krishna. So Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, this is our aim, object, sadhana. How we will engage all our senses to serve to Krishna. So the Sukadeva Goswami Pad very clearly explained Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged his senses. Sāvayīmana Krishna padāravindu bacānsi vaikulpa punānubaranani karma hare mandira mātunādisu sutim chakārakṣyūta satkatodai mukundalindāyo darshane drisu padavitta gatra sparsa anga sangamam dhānam chatatpādam sarve-sūrahe śrīmat-tulā-saṅrasa-nāṅ-tadarpite pādu-hari-vikatram padāna-sarpane sīro-hisi-kesa-padāvi-vandane kānam chatasya natukāma-kammaya jatuttama-slūpa janāsraya-dhati. Srila Sukadeva Goswami Pad told Parikshit Maharaj, hey Parikshit Maharaj, listen, Ambarish Maharaj, though he was the king of the whole universe, but he serves to Krishna with his own hands. He did not engage any servant to serve to Krishna. So he said, Savivana Krishna Padara Vindu. And he engages his mind only to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. And he also bachansi vaikuntha gunam vandane, only use his charm to glorify sweet pastimes of divine god Radha and Krishna. Karma hari mandira marjan marjanadi su. And he also serves to Thakurji with his own hand. He also cleaned the temple with his own hand. Gurudev also in his class Kapilas people in Mathura, Gurudev very nicely explained in this way. Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his ministers and others to rule his kingdom, but he always to engage his mind and which is service to lotus feet of Krishna. So in this way, Sutin Chakaro Achyuta Satpathurute, and he also engages his ears to listen sweet pastimes of Krishna. Mukunda Lingado Darsana Drishu, and he engages his eyes to take darsana, beautiful deities of the Hanukula Radha and Krishna. And Sadhvitta Gatva Sparsa Anga Sangamam, and he also massages the lotus feet of Vaishnava. And he also grants the Tatpada Sarva Shaugave Srimad Tulasang Rasana Tadar Pitari. And he also every day used to take the Tulasi which is offered to lotus feet of Krishna. And Padu Hari Khatra Padam Sarpane, and he used his feet to do Parikrama. The sweet pastimes of Divine Radha and Krishna, that is called Mathura, Vrindavan, and all the holy places of Radha and Krishna. Sri Hrishikesha Padam Vandane, and he used his forehead to touch the lotus feet of Krishna and to Vandana, and of Kamancha Dasse, Natukamma Kammaya, and he also engaged all his Abhilasa, desire to serve to Krishna. In this way, Amrish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to service to Krishna. So this is called Shuddha Bhakti. So in this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada also says, Annabhilashita sunnam jnana karmadi anapritam anukulenam krishnanam silanam bhakti ra uttama. Uttama Bhakti, this is called the Uttama Bhakti, once who engaged all his senses, that's called Kaya, Man, Vakva, Body, Mind and Spirit, to serve the Guru and Krishna, and also incessantly, without breaking, in this way, as if Gurudev gave an example, if you drop the honey, the unbroken stream is coming. In this way, Amrish Maharaj, he also gives all his senses then, and he starts always absorbed in Prince Krishna consciousness. So Amrish Maharaj, in his heart, in this way, and he performed also Ekadasi Vrat. Let's call it, he performed Ekadasi Vrat, Dadasi Mahabrat, 1 year. He also performed Mahadadasi Vrat. But in the last day, after Mahadadasi Vrat, Shastra gives you that you must break according to scheduled time. Amrish Maharaj, he also celebrated the Ekadasi Vrat, Nirjala Vrat, without taking any drop of water. And next day, according to schedule of time, at that time, thinking what to do. And that morning also, Durvasa Rishi, he came. And Durvasa Rishi, he told, just now I am going to take bath in the Jamuna, and you should prepare my prasadam. In this way, Amrish Maharaj is waiting for him, but the scheduled time is going past. What do you do now? At that time, he also called all the brahmanas and all the scholar persons. Gurudev explained, actual Amrish Maharaj, he knows everything. Only he is giving respect to the brahmanas and shastras. Amrish Maharaj was a great devotee. He knows all tattva siddhanta. But all the brahmanas and rishis, they also consulted, gave the conclusion. Oh, you did nirjala vrat. So you also take the food bathing water of Lord. Because this water is called not food, also not anything. So if you take the charanamrit, then you can break the of your ekadashi vrat. So in this way, Amrish Maharaj, after worshipping his Thakurji, then he also took only couple drops and he broke his vrat. And this is called the parvat in this way. And here, Durvasa Rishi, by his yoga process, he realized, Amrish Maharaj, he did not give any offering to me, and this is first he also took something, because Shastra gives evidence. After Ekadasi
day after Ekadashi, that means Dadashi, how you will take pardon? You must also worship Thakurji, and then you will give some donation to Brahman and Vaishnava and cows in the Goseva in this way. And then you also took pardon. This is the process how we will break our Ekadashi Vrat in this way. But Dhrubhasa Rishi, by his joke process, he realized, oh, he did not give respect to me, I am his guest. But he did not give me respect. So Dhrubhasa Rishi, he became very angry. And he came in the courtyards of Ambarish Maharaj, and he used many harsh words. And that time, Ambarish Maharaj, he was very humble, and he also offered his Dandavat Pranam, lotus feet of Dhrubhasa Rishi. Gurudev explained, actually, Ambarish Maharaj, he is Sutta Bhakta. Who is Sutta Bhakta? He said he is completely surrendered, lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna More Rathi. Krishna is, he is my protector and he is my maintainer. Because Shastra gives evidence. There are six symptoms of Saranagati. Anupullasya sankalpa pratikullasya vivarjanam rakhisato vishaso guptitte varanam tatha atmanikhyakpa karpanne saravidha saranagati. Guptitte varanam. Krishna is my maintainer. And Krishna is my protector. So Ambarish Maharaj, he was very calm and quiet. But Jogi Dhrubhasa Rishi, he also became very angry and used many harsh words. And that time, Dhrubhasa Rishi, he also, by his joke process, he also took one metal rod and he also manifested Pitpa. By a demon, and that demon also had to go towards him and to also had killed. And that Ambarish Maharaj, he remembers to Krishna and felt calm and quiet. And he then Vishnu Chakra, Lord Vishnu, he also sent his Chakra, Vishnu Chakra also came, and Vishnu Chakra first killed the demon, by the demon in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra also chased behind to Dhrubhasa Rishi. And Dhrubhasa Rishi became very epic and is so much power. Such Gurudev explained after this called Sudarshan. Sudarshan. There are two types of vision. One is called Kudarshan and another is called Sudarshan. Sudarshan is Sundar Darshan, good vision. Actually, Vishnu Chakra he just behind to Dhrubhasa Rishi. And also actually he purified his heart and also glorified the glories of Ambarish Maharaj in this way. And also Dhrubhasa Rishi, he also ran here and there. Then Dhrubhasa Rishi, he also arrived in Brahmalok, Sattalok. He told Brahmaji, please give me shelter. Then Brahmaji told, oh, you committed offense. Lotus feet of Sutta Bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj, I cannot give shelter to you. You should go to Kailas. Then Dhrubhasa Rishi, he arrived in Kailas. Siddhi told, oh, you also committed offense. Lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. So you must go to Vishnu, Vaikuntha Dham. Because the Vishnu Chakra checked behind to you. And then Dhrubhasa Rishi, he arrived in Vaikuntha Dham and prayed to lotus feet of Lord Bhagavan Vishnu. But still also had Vishnu Chakra also had chased behind him. Gurudev in this contest, Gurudev explained the Vishnu Chakra, why to chase? Because Vishnu Chakra is when Sisupal used many harsh words, 101, then Vishnu Chakra immediately come and also cut his head. But he had Vishnu Chakra chased behind him. Why? Gurudev explaining, actually Vishnu Chakra going back to Ambarish Maharaj, and he also explained this, who is higher, Bhasutta Bhakta or Jogi. Actually Dhrubhasa Rishi is he knows everything. He glorifies Ambarish Maharaj in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra is coming, and then Dhruvasa Rishi, he took such a great speech of Vishnu. And Vishnu said, I cannot protect you because you committed offense with the speech of my devotee.
Aham
bhakta paradhinu, just a little ego dijo. Lord Vishnu himself told, he dijo, he Brahman, he Jagiraj, Dhruvasa, listen. Aham bhakta paradhinu, I completely in control my devotee. I am not independent. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Sadhas Kaviraj also explained. Bhagavan, Lord, he completely completely bound by his devotee. Amar bhakta, amare, ami amar bhakta re koliyachi, that means is that I completely sold myself to hand of my devotee. I am not independent. So what to do now? Aham bhakta paradhinu sa satantra jedigo. And the other thing is, if committed, lotus feet of devotee. Then Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kishudas Kaviraj also explained. Pantake kabhu, payadiri kabhu, pantake pute kabhu, bhai bhai skanda de soite, if you, the soul starts in your feet, never coming out the shoulder. Because this soul which we are coming out from the feet, this is the, that means why you committed lotus feet of devotee, so you must go and to self and take shelter lotus feet of the devotee, then all your offenses will be removed from your heart. Then Dhruvasa
hrudayam madhuram
sadhu madhyam
sadhu hrudayam mahiyam sadhu nantu hrudayam maham
madanate najanam in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says to Arjuna, sadhu is my heart, I don't know anything. So in this way, look, Dhruvasa Rishi again also took shelter, again he also came back to Ambarish Maharaj. But Dhruvasa Rishi, when he was coming, That time Ambarish Maharaj completely lay down and he paid his obeisances to Dhruvasa Rishi. That time Dhruvasa Rishi, he told one so very nice and he became very astonished. He told, Aho Ananta Dasanam Mahima Anudan. Now I realize the glories of the devotee of Lord Anantadev Bhagavan. I committed offense, lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj, but Ambarish Maharaj is very humble. That Kulpinadapi Sunichera Taroriva Sunishruna Amanina Manadena Kirtanina Sadahari. In this way, Dhruvasa Rishi, he glorified to Ambarish Maharaj. Then Ambarish Maharaj became very humble and he told, oh now this is my fault because you are my guest. I did not give proper respect to you. Then in this way, Srila Sukadeva Goswami Pad glorifies to Ambarish Maharaj Sutta Bhakta Kansadu Bhakta Sundariyata Kavita
Bhakta Desh Premi Bhakta Hanuman is Siddha Premi Bhakta. Without Sadhis, he cannot live a moment. Can you?
Om Agnath Nirandasya Dhyananjala Shalakaya Chakshu Unmalitam Jena Thasmani Shri Guruve Namaha. I first of all offer millions of Dandava pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parirajanacharya, Stoli Parasara Shishima, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj Goswami. And to all the Sakala Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. So, we just heard the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. So Gurudev is describing five levels of bhaktas from Srimad Brihad Bhagavatam Rita. So yesterday we heard Prahlad Maharaj, this is Gyani Bhakta with much Aishwarya, etc. His worship of Krishna wasn't so personal as has been described by Bhagavan Maharaj in regard to Ambarish Maharaj, that his relationship with his Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna, was very personal and very intimate in his worship. But he was a Shuddha Bhakta, he wasn't a real, it wasn't a Siddha Parikar. But now, the next stage is a Premi Bhakta, and this is Hanumanji, who is a Radhatmika Bhakta, he's an eternal associate of Lord Ram. And we see the overwhelming service that Hanumanji renders through so many pastimes in Ramayana. A couple of days ago we celebrated Ram Nomi, and we were discussing so many pastimes of Hanumanji. When Hanumanji first met Ram, he came in the guise of a Brahmana, and then very quickly he realized this was his eternal Ishtadev. And then he immediately surrendered his life and soul to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And then he assisted Ram entirely through his whole epic with his battle with Ravan. And we see many heroic deeds that he performed. For example, he's jumping over to Lanka when none of the other, they didn't know how to cross to Lanka. We heard Srila Gurudev describe his pastime. And he jumped, and Srila Gurudev described very beautifully just the other day how he let himself be captured by that rope, and his tail was tied and lit, and then he set fire to the whole of Lanka, and he encouraged and inspired Sita Devi at the same time in the Ashok Grove. So all these pastimes were very heroic and very inspiring in the pastimes of Lord Ram. And then afterwards in Ayodhya, when Ram came back and took his kingdom back, then Ram performed, Hanumanji performed so many services, very intimate services to Ram. He would massage him, he would bring his food stuff, and there's a very beautiful story how one day he saw Sita Devi. She was decorating her forehead with sindu, the red dye that ladies wear, to give life to their husbands. So Hanumanji, he was inquiring, why are you putting this red on, this sindu? So Sita Devi replied, because it will give my Ishtadev Ramji long life, and it brings him great happiness. So Hanuman, he digested that, and Sita Devi went into the assembly hall. And when Sita had left the room, then Hanuman went and took the whole pot of sindu and put it all over his body. And then he came into the assembly hall completely red with all his dye on his body. And everyone was chuckling and laughing. And then Ram was inquiring, why have you presented yourself like this? And Hanumanji replied, well, Sita Devi said that this will bring you long life and will inspire you, so I have put it all over my body. These are the sentiments of Ram. There was another story where Sita Devi, at one point, she awarded Hanumanji a very beautiful pearl necklace. Hanuman took that necklace, and he was biting it with his teeth, cracking open each bead. And they were looking aghast. Why is he cracking these beads? And then they asked, why are you breaking these beautiful beads? And he was saying, because I'm looking for the name of Ram. If Ram's name is not on these beads, then they have no value for me. So this was the mood of Hanuman. Also, one time it was found that Hanumanji was doing too much service, and
completely. They asked that whether Ram is in your heart.
Oh, right. And when he pulled his heart apart, he Ram and Sita Devi with his chest. He opened his chest, and Sita Ram were within his heart, deeply there, where everyone could see. So this is the mood of Hanumanji. Another time, he was doing so much service for Ram that Sita and Lakshman were feeling discomforted because they couldn't serve their lord and master because Hanuman was doing all the menial services. So they went to Ram and they said, can you please arrange that Hanuman, he doesn't do so much service. His service will be restricted so that we can actually render you service. I am your wife, see, today was saying, my duty, my dharma is to serve you. Lakshman was saying, my dharma is to serve my elder brother. So Ram, he agreed to that. But then in India, when somebody yawns, it's correct to click the fingers to stop any inauspiciousness coming when someone yawns like that. So Hanuman thought, there's nothing left for me to do except to click my fingers when Ram is yawning. Is it correct? Oh, they gave him that service, I'm sorry. They gave him that service to click. So all day Hanuman was walking around clicking like this. All day Ramji was walking around yawning because he had to respond to Hanuman's mood of seva. So this exhibition of Premi Bhakta, which is what we're discussing at this stage, the third stage of Bhaktas, is embodied in that personality of Hanumanji, in his unalloyed, constant, as Bhutupada Brahma Maharaj was saying, like a stream of unbroken honey falling. This service mood was just buried deep within this anuwa, within Hanuman, which he exhibited to the world through Ram Leela. There are so many, many stories of Hanumanji. Gurudev.
So, he has a relation with fixed relation, Das Prabhu. So, Das has limits of service. He cannot embrace it. He cannot give up his remnants to Prabhu. Only he will take the remnant of Prabhu. He cannot. There are also so many reasons. But Pandavas can do. The Pandavas are protected. In such Kundalas. Especially Arjuna.
ॐ अज्ञातमिदं सज्जनाञ्जनसलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. सो श्रील गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी टू डिस्कस अबाउट प्रेमातुर भक्त स्पेशली आई हैव टू सेंट्रलाइज अबाउट अर्जुन. हनुमान ऑल्दो प्रेमी भक्त रागात्मिक भक्त अयोध्या बट हनुमान हैज नो ब्लड रिलेशन विद लॉर्ड राम. Lord Ram is master and he is servant. But other hand, Pancha Pandavas and Draupadi, they have blood relation with Arjun, or Krishna and or Pandavas. Pandavas and Krishna, they are cousin brother among themselves. So among five Pandavas, one is greater than others. Why so? Once, Narada-ji went to the royal palace in Hastinapur. Because before he went to Dwarka, he could not find to Krishna there. So he came back to Hastinapur and he found out that Krishna is the room of Arjuna. So he went to Arjuna's room and he saw both Arjuna and Lord Krishna sleeping same bed. Not only that, moreover, Arjuna's head and Krishna's head is not same side, opposite direction. And now see, so good. What is that? Krishna's feet passing through Arjuna's chest and Arjuna's feet passing through Krishna's chest. Moreover, Arjuna's feet is going to be served by Rukmini and Satyabhama, etc., or queens of Lord Krishna. And other hand, Krishna's lotus feet is going to serve by Draupadi Devi, Subhadra, like this. And moreover, one strange thing now is he realized all the horde of Arjuns is coming, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Both are sleeping, but four of Arjuns' body is coming out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And when he, in lying state, then he's coming, Krishna, Krishna. If he awake state, and what he'll do, we could imagine it, and how he's becoming dedicated to Krishna. So by this way, Arjuna served to Krishna. When Mahabharata was going on, at last, Duryodhana hid himself inside the lake. Then Krishna took Panchapandavas and Bhim started to abuse Duryodhana. Oh, you are coward, so you hide yourself, you don't know how to fight, you forget the tricks of the fight, everything, etc. So here in the sarcastic word, Duryodhana could not tolerate it. He came out from the lake and told him, you can choose any one of us, we can fight with you. The Duryodhana told, I am king of this side, so I like to fight, king will fight with king. Then Krishna told, oh Bhare Bhaiya, oh my elder brother, now we are going to lose. So you can tell that Bhim is our king. Then Krishna told, Bhim is our king, so we have to fight with Bhim. Only also they are all up there. But Bhim, Yudhishthira has one quality. If Yudhishthira will bow down to any feet of any junior, his head will be crossed out immediately. So what to do now? Krishna told. Then Krishna discussed with Arjuna. And Krishna went behind the Bhima and told this Yudhishthira Maharaj, you can do pranam to me, not to Bhima. I will take your pranam, no problem. So he went behind Bhima and Yudhishthira did pranam. Then Bhima lied, no problem, because Krishna took his pranam. He did pranam for Krishna, not for Bhima. By this way, Krishna is serving the Pandavas. One more thing, before Mahabharata battle, Shakuni told to Duryodhana, now Pandavas they are doing conquering the whole world and getting so many divine weapons. So now we have to do some tricks, we have to marry who is close to you. And especially if you marry Subhadra Devi, then you can conquer the future battles. Duryodhana, how come? How is possible? Shakuni told that Baladev Prabhu loved you so much more than Arjuna, more than him anyone, because you are his favorite disciple. If you approach him, he could not deny you. You okay, no problem. Then he went, Duryodhana went to Dwaraka. Baladev Prabhu came in Hastinapur. So Duryodhana treated him very nicely. And Baladev Prabhu, very simple hearted. And he told, I want something. Well, yes, what direction you want? You can ask me today. He told, I want Subhadra. Well, okay, no problem. In other hand, Subhadra Devi or Vasudeva Maharaj, Devaki, Krishna, no one wants to marry Duryodhana. So Krishna told Arjuna something. Oh, Arjuna, you have to come in disguise of sannyasi. And you have to be in the bank of ocean, in the seashore. After that, when time will come, you have to kidnap Subhadra from there. So, Krishna trained Arjuna. So, Arjuna was in disguise of sannyasi. And all the inhabitants of Dwarka standing and go down the lotus feet of Arjuna. Oh, he's very perfect sannyasi, perfect sadhu. Even Baladev Prabhu went there to do pranam. So, one day, Subhadra went there. And Krishna was waiting for Subhadra, and Arjuna was waiting for Subhadra. So when Subhadra went there, Arjuna's chariot was there, and Subhadra also went there in chariot. So Krishna, by the advice of Krishna, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra and ran away from there. The god of Subhadra, they informed to Baladev Prabhu, oh, that was not sadhu, he was fake sadhu. He was Arjuna, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra. Baladev Prabhu became very furious. Oh, I shall kill Arjuna. He's so wicked. He came in disguise of a sadhu and now kidnapped our sister. I shall kill him. He took proud and took all our armies. And Krishna was calm and quiet. But, oh Krishna, you are not feeling insult. Your sister kicked me by Arjuna and you are calm and quiet. He said, oh dear brother, what harm? Arjuna is very brave, he is very qualified. When I kidnapped Rukmini, you wanted to help me. So why you are so angry now? And moreover, look, who is driving the chariot? Subhadra is driving the chariot, she is chariot. So I think, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra, Subhadra kidnapped Arjuna. So moreover, in these circumstances, if you kill Arjuna, so Subhadra already chose Arjuna. If you kill Arjuna, then Subhadra will go. You lie, your darling sister will go. And Balarama, oh Krishna, you want that Subhadra will marry Arjuna. So why not told me as before? Krishna told, okay, what happened, happened. Then you can bring them back, then you can do very great ceremony of marriage ceremony. So they bring back, and they very big, huge marriage ceremony took place in Dwaraka. So by this way, Krishna is so near and dear, and Arjuna also very near and dear to Krishna. So it happened. And Krishna advised Arjuna to go to heavenly planet and other place with the divine weapons for Maharaj battle. So Arjuna advised Krishna, so Krishna advised Arjuna, oh, you have to please somehow other Pasupatinath, means Mahadev. If you obtain Pasupat Astra, then other divine weapons will be very easily obtained by you. So Arjuna was doing austerity, and for Lord Shiva. So, in the meantime, Arjuna saw one wild boar is coming towards him to attack him. In the meantime, Arjuna took boar and arrow and shoot down the boar. The same time, another arrow came and shoot the boar. So then, one hunter came and told, I am the owner of this boar. Because my arrow is there. Arjuna told, no. None's arrow can shoot any aim before to Arjuna. Not possible for anyone. Then he told, how possible? Then you have to fight with me. Then fighting was going on. Arjuna could not defeat Mahadev. Then Arjuna told, please give your identification. Who are you? None other than Krishna or Mahadev or Indra, none can able to fight with me for a long time. So please give your identification. Come in your proper dress. Then Shiva smiled and arrived there. Okay, I am satisfied. You can ask any benediction. They told, I need your Pasupat Astra. Then Shiva gave him. By this way, by advice of Arjuna, he did so many things. In Mahabharata battle, prior to Mahabharata battle, one warrior came. The son of Ekalabha, his name was Barbani. He told Krishna, I can win the Mahabharata battle in a minute. He said, how come? How you can you give the test? Yes. Then he remembered some mantra and took only one glass. By glass he made bow and arrow. And when he shoot it, he told, look, whom I want to kill, you can see one sign of flower, then you can understand they will be killed by me. Then this was so, in nature everywhere, flower is there. This immediately took his Sudarshan chakra and knocked him down. Barbara told, oh Prabhu, I have one desire, what? But I want, please keep my head any top place that I can sit among all the devil. Why? Krishna did so, to give the name and fame to Arjuna. When Mahabharata battle over, then all brothers are telling, I have won the race, I have won the race. Before I killed the 100 brothers of Duryodhana, Arjuna, I did this, did that, that they are fighting each other. He said, okay, don't worry. I will give judgment. Look, Barbari is over there, let us go to them. Him. They went to Barbari. Barbari told, I have seen only Krishna is fighting, no one is fighting there. Then all became very subside. And when Mahabharata battle started, because Krishna was chariot of Arjuna, prior to that, they according to Indian tradition, to whom you approach first, they will be finding your side, or they is your relative, anything may be. So Krishna was in Dwaraka, he was sleeping, Duryodhana came and he sat in the head side. After a few minutes, Arjuna came there and he said, took seat Krishna's feet side. And Krishna was waiting when Arjuna will come. And when Krishna woke up, this is common thing. When he woke up, he could not see towards your back, always see towards your feet. So Krishna saw Arjuna first. Oh Arjuna, how come you came early in the morning? Duryodhana, oh Krishna, I came prior to him. Okay. So Krishna had some relation. Like Arjuna is cousin brother and Duryodhana also some relation is there. Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married to Lakshmana and Pradyumna, they married together. So Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married together. So there is some relation also. Okay, what do you want? Duryodhana told that Mahabharata battle is going to be start now. I want you to fight on behalf of us. Krishna told, listen, I have promised that I will not take any weapon. And other hand, I have my all armies. To whom you prefer? Want to take me or my army? Duryodhana thought, oh, if I take Krishna, he will not fight. Only the sheep there I have to feed him also. What is the profit? What is the gain to take him? Better I can take army. I need to fight against Pandavas. And one more thing, Krishna told that I have seen Arjuna first, so Arjuna has right desire to ask first to me. What Duryodhana told? Okay, what you prefer? Then Arjuna told, I don't like your army, I like you. So Duryodhana told, oh Krishna, what can I do? Arjuna is my younger, I have so much love for my younger brother. Why am I asking you? Okay, let me their side, give your army. Making so dramatic, very simple hearted. Then when Duryodhana went out, then Arjuna told, oh Krishna, you saved my life. If Duryodhana asks you, then I may give up my life immediately in front of you. By this way, Krishna in their side. When Mahabharata battle started, the first arrow, Bhishma Pitamaha, it burned up Arjuna's chariot and the horses, everything. But by the mystic power, by the influence of Krishna, it was, horses was alive and chariot was there. After when Mahabharata battle off, then Krishna told Arjuna, get up from the chariot. Get up. Arjuna told, why Prabhu? Everybody used to get down from chariot, that is, I used to come. Today, why are you asking? But don't ask me, please come down immediately. After that, you can ask me. As soon as Krishna come, Arjuna came down, and Krishna came out from the chariot, immediately time to assess. Arjuna is surprised, Prabhu. What happened? How come? He told that in the beginning they are fighting, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, he burned your chariot and horses. Only by my power it was still there. So what I will tell, please try to listen. So by this way, Krishna said Arjuna, when that was going on,
so he can get Hanuman in his service.
And eventually, he entered Hanuman. Before battle, one Arjuna was boasting
something. You should always be on
the flyer. Arjuna was boasting, oh, how Lord Ram went to Lanka and make a bridge with monkeys. If I will be there, only by one suit, I can make a very strong bridge like thunderbolt. Hanuman told, don't boast so much. If you make any bridge, only by one sword will crack down. Arjuna thought, no, it is not possible. Well, okay, give a test. So there was a reminder, both of them went there. Then Arjuna remembered Krishna and shoot the arrow. Make a very huge bridge, very strong. Hanuman thought, oh my goodness, is not an ordinary bridge. Then he jumped from there to Himalayas and remembered Lord Ram and became huge gigantic form and find so many stones and rock which is all poor. And when he came, Arjun thought, oh my goodness, now he became so huge form. So like a mountain, a Himalaya came down here. It is my bridge must break down. Then he remembered this Lord Krishna. This is not my insult, it's your insult. You have to protect me. The Hanuman put on arrow. Then nothing happened. Then Hanuman wanted to take another hit. And Hanuman remembered Ram, oh Prabhu, you have to save me. Then Hanuman looked in the down, the poor river. There is no water, like blood is going flowing through. How come? He came back, stepped back. And both of seen Arjuna and Hanuman. Arjuna saw Krishna is holding the bridge. And Hanuman saw that Ram is holding the bridge. Then Krishna told, oh, I am Krishna, I am Ram's friend. So now one more devil will come. Hanuman, you have to serve Arjuna, I will serve him too. Always you have to top up the his chariot. Whenever any danger comes, you have to save Arjuna. So, Dhimu Mahava Dhabi. Once Tom has shoot an arrow, the Hanuman hit roared so loudly and he pressed down the chariot went to Patallo. After that he came out again. The same doctor asked me, oh please give me another chance. Kaimadhan Lord, not possible. And Kaimadhan one boon by Indra, every one, by that he want to kill Arjuna. But Krishna always taking Arjuna here, they are not allowed to come in front of Karna. So when that was going very critical stage, then Krishna enters Ghatotkacha, son of Bhim. And when Ghatotkacha came, he was fighting so strange. Even Karna, Duryodhan, Dushasana, Shakuni, none can be faced to him. Then he is cutting out like a grain, he is cutting out like field, he is messing so much. Then Duryodhana said, oh Karna, please save. Karna told, no, I cannot use my Ekagri Bhan. Tomorrow I have to fight again Arjuna. Then Duryodhana told, if I alive today, then you can fight and kill Arjuna. If I die today, then fight will be over, that will be over. Please use your Ekagri Bhan. He is recognized for Ghatotkacha and Ghatotkacha is fired. This arrow is so powerful, for whom he will use, he will be finished, and only can use it once. So Ghatotkacha finished. By this way, Krishna saved Arjuna. So in so many pastimes, now there is drama, and we will speak something, so I will finish here. Hare Krishna, Panchala,
from Pandava and Draupadi, Uddhava is Paramatma Bhakta, Prabhasi, Paramatma Bhakta. Because he selected, Krishna selected him only to go to Braj. Pandava and Uddhava. They are doing a study still in Radha-Sundara. But Uddhava is qualified. He was his government. He was his prime minister. And everything. So Uddhava, most of the how? Now you can.
Kuni Vai Gaura Chandaya Adikaya Tadare Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namo. So from Pujabad Maharaj, we heard the Mahamahabharata, the glories of the Pandavas, and especially Sri Arjuna. But if we think a little bit deeply, according to the philosophy of Sri Sanatana Goswami, that Uddhava is an even higher devotee than the Pandavas. Why? We hear that Krishna went to Hastinapur, but I don't think we have heard that the Pandavas came to Mathura. Because the Isadeva of the Pandavas is Sri Draupadish Krishna, but the Isadeva of Uddhava is Mathura's Krishna, and at the last he revealed his affection towards the feet of Srimati Radhika. So separation is two ways. Bhagavan feels separation for his devotee, but the Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Krishna felt separation from his Vrijavasis. Therefore, one day, Sri Krishna himself, who takes away the miseries of the whole world, he was staying on the top of his palace there in Mathura. That time was Goduli, the time of the returning of the cows. So Krishna became very much immersed in the remembrance of the Vrijavasis and began to weep. So Uddhava was astonished. Here is Krishna who gives happiness to the three worlds, but Krishna is weeping. Therefore, Uddhava, he went near to Krishna and Paninam. Krishna took the hand of Uddhava and began to weep. What is the qualification of Uddhava? It's described he is Krishna's mantri, Krishna's minister. Even Krishna is so much intelligent, but in times of disturbance, even he asked Uddhava, Uddhava, what should I do now? I have this problem, what should I do? He is Krishna's minister, Daita Saka, he is Krishna's advisor, Krishna's beloved Saka. He is also a blood relation to Krishna, like cousin brother. That he is Krishna to him, Uddhava is everything to Krishna, and Krishna is everything to Uddhava. So Krishna took the hand of Uddhava, and weeping, he began to describe the separation condition of the gopis. We hear that the gopis felt so much separation from Krishna, therefore their suffering was mitigated, because one gopi can talk to another gopi who can talk to another gopi. Therefore their feelings of separation for Krishna were diminished, because they reveal their heart to someone. Just like when we reveal our suffering to a dear friend, our suffering becomes halka, our suffering becomes lightened. But to whom will Krishna reveal his suffering? Krishna has no one to reveal his heart to. He cannot reveal his heart to Ugrasen Maharaj, or to Narad, or to anyone. Therefore Krishna felt a great lacking in Mathura. To whom will I reveal my heart? Therefore Uddhava is not just a sucker. In one sense, if we think deeply, he is like a one type of Priyanama Saka also, who can also share the Krishna's conjugal dealings with the gopis. Therefore, catching the hand of Uddhava, Krishna began to weep, or the gopis at Manmanaska, the gopis have completely given their life to me. They are like a turtle. A turtle in the summertime, when the sarova becomes evaporated, the turtle somehow maintains his life by going into the mud. Therefore Krishna said, the gopis are just like that. Only because of my promise, Ayayasi, I will return the day after tomorrow. Only because of those one word of mine, the gopis are maintaining their lives. Therefore, Uddhava, you should go there to Vrindavan and pacify my mother and father, my friends, and especially the gopis. Therefore, Krishna gave his message to Uddhava that is called Sri Uddhava Sandesh. So Uddhava, he went on the golden chariot of Krishna that Akura had used to bring Krishna to Mathura. On that same chariot, Uddhava was leaving, and Krishna weeping, catching the hand, he gave Akura his cloth, some of his precious jewels. So Uddhava went to Vrindavan. That time, when he was going there, Yogamaya showed him some very special darshan of Vrindavan. We have heard there is three types of darshan of Vrindavan. And here in Bhagavatam it describes how Uddhava, at one stage he saw Prakat Vrindavan, then the next stage he saw Apakat Vrindavan. Just for a brief glimpse, we hear Vrindavan Paritajaya Padamekam Nagachati, that Krishna never takes one step out of Brajamandal. But Uddhava, for 1 second, by the mercy of Yogamaya, he could understand. What did he see? Hundreds and thousands of cows and big bulls chasing those cows in heat. And millions of calves, like waves of the foam on the ocean of milk, jumping here and there. The gopis completely decorated head to toe, Govinda, Damo, Dharamana, Veti. For 1 second, Uddhava saw that Vrindavan, where Krishna is, always present, Apakat Vrindavan. And the next second, Yoga Maya withdrew her mercy and Uddhava saw the whole Vrindavan in separation. So Uddhava was going towards Vrindavan. So there, the coward boys, Sridhar and Subal, they'd been waiting for Krishna's return. So when they saw Uddhava, they became really excited. Oh, maybe our friend has returned, maybe our friend has returned. But they came and saw, oh, Krishna has not come, someone else. Then Uddhava was astonished. Uddhava asked, which way to Madhugam? Which way to the house of Krishna? Then the coward boy said, must be you are new to here. Uddhava said, how you know? Otherwise, if you are Vrijavasi, how you know? You don't know where is Madhugam. So coming to Madhugam, Uddhava had a very wonderful meeting with Krishna's mother and father, Sri Yasoda and Nanda Baba. As Srila Gautama used to describe, just like in the daytime we cannot see the moon. In the same way, the Vrijavasis could not see the opulence of Krishna because their deeper feelings of mamata for him as their son, as their beloved, and as their priyatam. Therefore, the meeting between Uddhava and the Vrijavasis is very wonderfully described by Sri Supadeva Goswami. When first Uddhava came, Sri Nanda Baba gave him a great welcome. Then Nanda Baba raised one servant to massage the feet of Uddhava. Then he thought, I should give Uddhava something to eat. But there was nothing to eat in Vrajamandala because the Vrijavasis cook only for Krishna. And Krishna had gone so many weeks before. Therefore, since that time, no Vrijavasi ever cooked. Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur described, they maintain their life just by some fruits or some roots. Therefore, Nanda Baba anyhow, by hook or by crook, he arranged some sweet rice for Uddhava, but there was no sugar, because since Krishna left Vrindavan, all the sweetness had also left. Then Uddhava came to meet with Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba described, Nanda Baba first did not directly ask, is Krishna remembering us? He asked, how has Krishna forgotten us, isn't it? Who are very dear to him, how he has left his Vrindavan, of which he is the owner of the rivers, the hills, the mountains. He is very beloved to us. But Uddhava, when we think of his beautiful smiling face, his wonderful pastimes, we feel a great loss. And Nanda Baba began to weep. So Uddhavaji, he is Parabhakta, but also he is a great pundit. One of the reasons that Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, because if Krishna describes the love of the gopis, then everyone may say, well, just because Krishna loves them, then he is glorifying them. Therefore, people may have doubt. But if a great pundit like Uddhava glorifies the gopis, then the whole world will listen. Therefore, Uddhava, he tried to give his knowledge of Gyan, some Gyan to Nanda Baba and the Vrijavasis. Oh, why are you crying in separation from Krishna? Don't you know that Krishna is Akhileshwara? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no mother, he has no father, he has no sons. No one is very dear to him, nor is anyone separate from him. He is present everywhere, like fire is present in wood. And he gave some instructions, oh Baba, you should meditate on Krishna. Why are you feeling separation from the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead? So when Nanda Baba heard this, it's just like putting kerosene on the fire of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba doesn't know anything that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Nanda Baba only knows one thing. Krishna is my son. We hear that the Goswamis, especially Sri Raghunath Goswami, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the disappearance of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, he could not stay in Jagannath Puri because every grain of sand reminded him of the pastimes of Gaura Hari and his devotees. Therefore, sometimes Nanda Baba feels a great burning sensation by living in Gokul. But therefore, in order to somehow lessen his feeling of separation, Nanda Baba goes outside of Gokul and moves around Vrajamandala. But when he goes, every tree, every river, every particle of dust, Krishna has performed some pastime there. Therefore, Nanda Baba feels no way to pacify his feelings of separation. What to speak of the condition of Sri Yasoda Devi? Nanda Kinkara Brahmana Sri Nivana Mahadaya Yasodava Mahabhaga Papa Yasham Stanam Hari. Nanda Baba loves Krishna, no doubt, that Yasoda Devi, she loves Krishna even more because she gave her breast milk to the Lord, to Krishna. But the condition of Nanda Baba is just like a fish out of water, what with the condition of Sri Yasoda. Therefore, just by hearing the name of her son, she was weeping, and breast milk was coming automatically from her breast. Sometimes in the madness of separation, she sees Krishna. Nanda Baba goes, "Oh, foolish woman, why are you crying? Krishna is just here. See? Sometimes Krishna manifests and gives spruti to Nanda and Yasoda. Sometimes Yasoda becomes so bad in separation from Krishna, she stands up and begins to pack the bag of Krishna's flutes, some ladus, Krishna's toys. Then the Brijavasis ask, "Oh, Sakhi, where are you going?" She says, "I am going to Mathura, and there I will go to the house of Devaki. And I will serve there, sweeping, cleaning, cooking, anything. And I will say to Devaki, "Oh, Devaki, I don't want anything from you, but only one time a day I want to see your son." So how much affection she had. And becoming mad in separation, she falls on the ground. So Uddhava is becoming very much astonished. Uddhava is a great jnani, also a Mahapandit. He thought, all scriptures say, if one can shed one tear for Krishna, one's life is successful. Bhakti Yoga Dhamma, Bhakti Ye Krishnanam, Smarana Kandana. Bhakti means to chant the name of Krishna and to weep. Therefore, if someone can shed one tear for Krishna, their life is successful. But Krishna has sent me here to tell the Brijavasis not to weep. Therefore, Uddhava became stunned. What do I say? Do I say you are most fortunate, you should weep more? Then this is apparat because Krishna did not tell me to do that. And what do I say? So Uddhava, thinking very, very deeply, he gave his message to Nanda and Yasoda. The Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Why are you feeling separation from Him? Sometimes in separation, the Brijavasis feel that dainita. In that humility, for a little bit of a second, they can appreciate the position of Krishna. Just like a blade of grass comes to the top of a pot of boiling milk and again goes under. So when Nanda Baba presented a little bit of Bhagavad Tapagyan in separation, and Uddhava thought, "I'll also do." So Uddhava began to speak and say that his message. But Nanda Baba was completely dissatisfied. In fact, Nanda Baba began to laugh. "I am so foolish, Uddhava. I heard that you are a great Maha Pandit. But now I can see you are not a pundit at all. You are actually a very foolish fellow. You are a small boy whose milk teeth have not appeared. You think because we live in Vrindavan we are fools? But we have also heard from Gargacharya and we have also heard from sadhus the symptoms of Bhagavan. Krishna has none of the symptoms of Bhagavan. Narayan is a supreme person. He is upper arm and upper calm. He has no hunger, he has no thirst. But I saw with my own eyes how Yasoda would feed Krishna 20 times a day. We hear that Bhagavan is Paramavitra, completely pure. But I myself used to see how many times a day Krishna would pass through in his nappies. Bhagavan has no anger. But I see if Krishna does not get something to eat, he bites his lips like that, he breaks the pots, he breaks everything. But these are not the symptoms of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpa, Satya Vratam, Satya Dharamchi Satyam. Bhagavan is always true. Everything he speaks is Pada Satya. But everything Krishna says is not true. He is completely lying. He is always thieving. These are none of the qualities of Bhagavan. They were all presented his big load of Gyan to the Brijavasis. The Brijavasis could not accept. Therefore, Uddhava became astonished. Guru Maharaj gives a nice example. Just like when someone's wearing a bowler hat, and they look up, and they look to the top of Mount Everest, their hat falls off. So Uddhava was looking at the poem of Nanda and Yasoda, up, and his hat fell off. Therefore, Sri Uddhava cannot understand the poem of Nanda and Yasoda, then how will he understand the poem of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika? Therefore, that meeting of Uddhava and the gopis is given. One point is there. Uddhava looked just like Krishna, same complexion. He'd come on the chariot of Uddhava of Akura. Even he was wearing Krishna's pitamba and his cloth and the garland. The smell of Krishna was coming from his bodies. But the gopis never embraced Uddhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
embraced three.
They can embrace the tamal tree. Even Radharani tries to embrace the darkness. But Uddhava, who looks just like Krishna, is dressed just like Krishna. The gopis never embrace him, because Prem has its own marjada. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite being completely mad in separation, Mahaprabhu never did or said anything that was one way separate from Prem Tattva. Everything Mahaprabhu said in his madness was completely in line with the Shastra. Therefore the gopis, despite being unmadani, completely mad in separation from Krishna, they never spoke or did one thing against the marjada of prema. So Uddhava, he became stunned seeing the prema of Nanda Yasoda, and the whole night they were speaking some katha. The next morning, Uddhava came outside, and the gopis
Uddhava being Das, the Prime Minister, advisor, and also fighter, everything. He sent Krishna twice to pacify his father and mother, and especially his gopi. No. He has told, then Krishna is feeling separation so much for gopis, especially for gopis, for all Vrindavan. But he cannot express his mood to others. Uddhava could go, and she could be trained in the school of gopis, where principle is the Radhika, Lalita is one subject, Vishakha one department, so Ashtraki as department. And he should learn something and then he should be there. Uddhava went and he gave application to be admitted in their school. But gopis examined him and found he is not qualified to be in our school. They asked Uddhava, you know, name are of two kinds. Selfishness there, and other is pure, quite pure. Uddhava, selfishness like bumblebee. He goes to flowers and take the honey and to nest. Like beggars, they go to the house of Grihastha, Radhe Radhe, and when they get some alms, they will let be there for a moment. Like deer, they live in forests where green grasses and trees are there. But if they are burnt, they will not go. A vaishya, a prostitute, he wants money. He has no love and affection for anyone. You, if anyone comes, satisfy and take money and have no love and affection. So these are the symptoms of swarth, pride. Uddhava, I know that Krishna has nirmal pride. He has no other desire than to please us, and we have also like him. Can you tell how it broke? Uddhava began to like this. He could not respond. So he was not admitted in that school. He saw the building. He saw the principals and others. And after that, he saw the glories of gopis. And then he returned back, promising that I will bring Krishna here. Otherwise, all will be lost. So next day, we will continue to glorify how gopis are most superior. They are not bhakta, they are Ladini Shakti and the of Srimad love. Radhika manifests in their own. Today is some drama perhaps. One filter. And here they should be ready for drama.
Excuse me, I'd like to make one quick amount of a number of very important announcements regarding